You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about what happened to homeowners in the Village of Mount Pleasant when they sold their homes to make way for technology giant Foxconn. Wisconsin Public Radio has been investigating, talking to people. There's been across-the-board frustration. And here's that tension last year at a town hall meeting over at the Village of Mount Pleasant using the powers of eminent domain.
Every day in the state of Wisconsin, we're... Properties are taken.
We're private company.
What a bunch of assholes.
Do you live in Mount Pleasant? What changes have you seen? What concerns do you have? What are you looking forward to? What questions do you have about eminent domain? Join in 800-642-1234. Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She co-reported a piece with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. It's titled, Owners Near Foxconn Say They Were Misled. Now Their Homes Are Gone. Corey, welcome back.
Good morning.
So we just heard that commotion from the town hall meeting. How are community members feeling right now, almost 2 years into this project?
They're pretty upset still down there. They seem to be growing more upset by the day because of what they perceive as the lack of activity happening with Foxconn.
When you say the lack of activity, what are you finding there as you travel to Mount Pleasant?
Well, you know, Foxconn did begin vertical construction in the last 2 weeks on their manufacturing building. But I think what residents and what people across the state were hoping for was more. When Foxconn was first announced 2 years ago, they had talked about, 20 million square feet of development. And now it's more, in the range of 1 million square feet at this point. So people are just frustrated by what they're seeing.
Well, let's look at some of those people you talked with, a few of those homeowners. Kathy Jensen was one of them. What was she initially told by local officials about her property?
Well, her and her husband had lived in their house. They still live there for more than 20 years. And the village told them that they needed 0.13 acres for a road project, but that the village would take their entire 3 acres. So they did not want to give that up, and they basically were ignoring letters sent to them by the village, just thinking that this would go away.
So what did the village need their property for? What was the intended use?
The intended use was the road in front of – they live on the frontage road in Racine County, and the intended use was to expand that frontage road.
Has that frontage road been expanded?
It has been expanded. It was expanded. That ended about, I'd say, a year ago, and their property is still intact. But over the course of this, the village has purchased their property.
Yeah, why was the village allowed to acquire it? They were ignoring these letters.
They did ignore the letters, but the village was able to do this through eminent domain. Wisconsin law allows municipalities to acquire property, private property, if it's done for road improvements. So they were able to do this. The Jensens really didn't understand that this was happening until it was done, and they have not moved out. So they've filed two different court cases, one in Racine County and a federal lawsuit, and both of those are pending right now.
Okay, and they're still in their home, and they're fighting this in the courts.
Yes. I mean, I should be clear, the village has put about $500,000 in a bank for the property. They didn't just take it. The Jensens have not touched the money. They don't want to do that because once they cash a check, then, they're making it final. So the money is sitting there. The village actually owns the home. The Jensens aren't leaving. So this is all up in the air right now.
We're talking with Corrine Hess. She's a reporter for WPR based in Milwaukee, and she co-reported a piece with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, talking with homeowners in the Village of Mount Pleasant who sold their homes to make way for the Foxconn development. Corey, let's look a little bit closer at eminent domain and how these people in Mount Pleasant are feeling right now. What can and cannot be acquired through Wisconsin's eminent domain restrictions?
Well, like I said, the law allows municipalities the power to acquire private property using eminent domain as long as there's fair compensation and the property will be used for a public purpose. So this is typically done for road improvements or sometimes to take control of dilapidated property. And so, I mean, in the Jensen's case, they're upset because this road work was completed and their property really was not touched. And so their argument is that they want this property for Foxconn, which is a private company.
Has Foxconn made efforts at all to address these residents' concerns?
No, Foxconn has not made a statement on this. They've really been not involved in the talking about this. In the agreement 2 years ago between the village and Foxconn, the village agreed to acquire these properties for Foxconn by certain dates.
How was the village able to afford all of this acquisition?
Well, Foxconn is paying for this. It's the village is paying and then Foxconn is paying it back. And they also have created a TIF district. So there's been several accounts set up to pay for this.
You also talked with the situation with Sean and Sarah Mayer. Can you tell us what's going on with the mayor's property?
Sure. So Sean and Sarah Mayer lived on a different street, and they built their dream home. And right after they moved in, they heard about Foxconn. And several months later, they received a letter saying that their property had been rezoned to industrial instead of residential, and that the village would be taking their home through eminent domain. They were told that their road would no longer exist, so they had to go. So their home was later bulldozed along with about a half dozen other homes on the street. But that road that they were told wouldn't exist anymore is still in existence.
How are the mayors feeling today, and where did they land?
They were compensated, and they ended up moving to the Burlington area, which is on the other side of I-94.
You also talked to the Mullers, who relocated, and their former home has since been bulldozed, but they feel they were misled about what the land was to be used for. What did they tell you about the way they were informed about the eminent domain process?
Well, their story is they were living on a road for 25 years in this area, and they were given a map, and they were told, according to them, the village has disputed this, but they were told that their road was going to be expanded from 2 lanes to 4 lanes, and because of that expansion, their home was going to be taken again through eminent domain. That road is not being expanded to 4 lanes, and so their home was taken and bulldozed in June, and so they too have moved to a different part of Racine County. They're also very upset about this.
Do you feel in the homeowners you've talked with that they have some conclusion here, some closure? Do they trust their local government?
They don't have closure. I mean, in talking to the homeowners, all of them feel like they were compensated, but also misled, and they don't trust their local government at all. No.
Foxconn has gone back and forth about exactly what they'll be doing in Mount Pleasant, and even people, as you mentioned, there don't really know. Have their adjustments meant anything as far as the amount of land they'll need or the development process?
You know, we reached out a few times to the state and to Foxconn about the size and how much land they'll need and the footprint that they'll need, and they've maintained that they will still need all of this property. So I guess time will tell how much land they will need, but at this point they're saying that they will need all of this land.
Are there any lessons learned that when you talked with these homeowners that they can look back with some hindsight and say, you know what, I wish we would have done X? What did they tell you on that?
A few of the homeowners said that they wish they would have hired different attorneys. A few said that they wish they wouldn't have signed papers and they would have looked into this more. But and then others, I mean, the mayor's, Sean Mayer owns a small business, and a lot of the work that he does is with local municipalities. So he said it wasn't worth the fight because he didn't want to lose his business.
And early on in the Foxconn developments, everything was going so fast, so quickly, and it seemed land acquisition was also going at a feverish pace. Have things slowed down at all?
You know, it depends on what you're looking at. It's slowed down for these homeowners because they're out of their homes. But like I said, I mean, a few weeks ago, Foxconn did begin construction on their building. So I don't know. It depends on what you're looking at.
Corrine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Coming up, it's news, then seatbelt use among Wisconsin drivers is on the rise. We'll learn about the policies that have helped compliance and where there still is more work to go to get drivers to buckle up. Do you always wear a seatbelt when you drive or when you're a passenger? Do you ever feel it's okay not to wear a seatbelt? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back with your thoughts after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.